Hey, everybody, did China win 2020? What are we doing to actually hold them accountable? That and so much more here on The Charlie Kirk Show, brought to you by our friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com. Protect your data from big tech and big government by getting your VPN at expressvpn.com/Charlie. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
2020 is the year where average citizens, and remember, a citizen is supposed to be a co-ruler, according to the original Greek, where we get the word citizen from, started to reject, resist, question people in charge. For good reason. The people in charge have been lying to us for their own personal gain, motivations, aims, and objectives. A country cannot continue, a civilization cannot continue, if the people in charge are not trusted to communicate very simple truths. The health officials, the media elites, the social media tech companies almost combined have decided that you are not smart enough, you are not prepared to hear the truth. You can't handle the truth. If you know what movie that is, then you're very well informed. It's A Few Good Men. And I knew that without them whispering in my ear. They think that you can't handle the truth. Therefore, they withhold it. It's actually, the analogy's perfect. The whole movie is about a cover-up and then the trial that ensued. Remember Dr. Anthony Fauci, who will go down as one of the most destructive public health officials in world history? A narcissistic fool. Let's play cut one. Remember he said this about masks and then he decided to say the exact opposite? Play cut one.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
And so did the science change around masks, or did Dr. Fauci get some orders to all of a sudden change his questioning? Or was there just kind of a laissez-faire attitude? We don't care if people get infected. His answer is, well, it's because we didn't have enough masks to give to our medical officials. We didn't have PPE. Okay, so just lie about the efficacy of masks instead of telling people the truth. Now, I'm mask agnostic. Maybe they work, maybe they don't. If you think they work, then wear one. Fine. Do not compel me to wear one through some sort of government mandate. Remember this one, Dr. Anthony Fauci on February 18th saying that you should be more worried about the flu than the Chinese coronavirus. Play cut two.
Don't worry about it. Be more concerned about influenza, which is going into a second peak for the season, than coronavirus. People wearing masks now is just not relevant. You don't need to be walking around with a mask. Drugstore masks that sell have a lot of loopholes in them that let the virus through.
And he also said at a different cut that people should be more worried about the common flu than the Chinese coronavirus. And so what's the significance of all of this? What binds a nation together? Well, if you believe a nation, a country, is more than just a zip code, if you think a country is more than just a random airport terminal at LAX, where it's actually a nation is the accumulated inheritance of our past. So what does that have to do with our leaders lying to us? When our leaders decide that truth is not something worth inheriting and protecting, then all of a sudden, America gets thrown into this endless, nihilistic abyss where truth is not a value that is considered to be important. We have public health officials that lie professionally. Just yesterday or the other day, he said, I'm going to keep on moving the goalposts because the American people are not prepared to hear the truth when it comes to herd immunity. The way a constitutional republic is supposed to work is we are supposed to have secrets that the government does not know about us. When in reality, it's the opposite. The government knows everything about us, but there's a lot about the government that we don't know. Now, absent confidential military maneuvers and operations, we should know what the driving motivations of our public health officials are. Government should have less secrets than the personal information of our people. We flip the Fourth Amendment on its head. Instead of the people having their information protected and the government being transparent, all of a sudden we forced the people to be abundantly transparent, from contact tracing to surveillance to spying on them, to all of a sudden we know nothing about our government. We don't know what they know, how they know it, what is driving, and what their motivating factor is. And so the year of 2020, it has been the culmination of these trends all coming at one moment, one time. Why is it that we can't talk about hydroxychloroquine, Hunter Biden, heinous voter fraud? Why is it that we can't talk about how there was massive amounts of irregularities in the voting in all of these states, which, by the way, might mean that our YouTube feed might disappear at any moment here that I just said that? It's because the people in charge no longer value honesty, integrity, and truth. All they care about is power. That's it. And it's not as if this is a new phenomenon, but it is new to the American experiment. Leaders, generations before, of course, they wanted power. But they would have resigned if they would have had this track record of lying like Dr. Fauci has. They would have stepped down instantaneously if they had this repeated pattern of saying one thing and another thing happen. So when there is no one that is telling the truth, when there is no institution that you trust to tell the truth, what fills the void? Answer: wacky theories on message boards that are rooted in half-truths or 1% truth. So what does the media do to anyone that has any sort of inquiry into the process? What does the media do if anyone that has any sort of question into where we are as a country? They immediately attack, impugn, and criticize you and say that you're a conspiracy theorist. The country's headed for a collision point and a conflict point. We've been warning against this for quite some time here on the program, where normal human interactions have all but evaporated, where people don't trust the elections, they don't trust the media, they don't trust the economic system, they don't trust the public health officials, they don't trust the vaccination promises, they don't trust any of it. And a lot of that for good reason, by the way. Healthy skepticism is what keeps a society alive. However, if you have skepticism followed by censorship, that's totalitarianism. When we ask questions, we deserve answers. And instead of answers from Fauci, instead of answers from the media, instead of answers from people like Bill Gates, we get shut up. Where do you think that anger then manifests itself? It will eventually bubble over. You can only bully, target a population so much before it reaches a breaking point. Look, you guys have heard me talk about Good Ranchers before. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. Look, if you guys want to sign up for Good Ranchers, I highly recommend it. It's beef the way it used to be. Every new subscription gets a Berkshire Hickory honey smoked ham for free. Our Bookshire hams are 100% no antibiotics ever, 100% hormone-free, 100% born and raised in America. And as always, Good Ranchers is 100% American beef and chicken and now pork. Steaks are always USADA choice and higher. Support local farmers and families. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts or overseas beef. Buy American at goodranchers.com. That's goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. Goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. As you probably know, there is a runoff in Georgia that will determine the future of the United States Senate. According to Trafalgar, which tends to be very favorable to Republicans, John Ossoff is leading David Perdue by 3 points. And Raphael Warnock is leading Kelly Loeffler by 1 point, with 1.6 undecided and 1.9% undecided. Now, Trafalgar's been wrong before. They were wrong with a lot of their state polls, especially in Georgia. They did nuance it and say that there was voter fraud baked into it. I'll give them some handicap with that. I'll give them some grace, I should say. And so what we have here in Georgia, though, is a tight race. How is that possible? Well, it's because the establishment Republicans have solely and completely taken over the race operations in Georgia. If any of these seats are lost in Georgia, it is completely and solely on the establishment Republican machine. It's that simple. If this race in Georgia is lost, it'll be on the people you're seeing a lot on television talking about how Donald Trump needs to sit down and cool off. Now, Donald Trump is doing a rally because he's a team player on January 4th. He's coming on January 4th to Georgia to try to rally the troops. Let's go to Cut 8. Stacey Abrams says, quote, Republicans do not know how to win without voter suppression as one of their tools.
And Republicans do not know how to win without voter suppression as one of their tools. That's why we see True the Vote down here in Georgia, challenging 364,000 voters 9 days before, 8 days before the election, because voter suppression is their modus operandi.
So first of all, she's talking about True the Vote, which is run by Katherine Engelbrecht. Most people wouldn't catch that. True the Vote is a voter integrity operation. Stacey Abrams is under investigation by many different Georgia agencies for her organizations, I should say, for very nefarious activity in Georgia. Nothing will result of that, because that is the way that this works. If you're a Democrat, you're basically allowed to break whatever rules and regulations you want. If you're a Republican, you must follow all of them. Where is Raffensperger? Where is Kemp? Missing in action. Georgia conservatives are getting mixed messages from every single direction imaginable. And Stacey Abrams, by the way, has a conflict of interest. This is from Politico. Again, this is how dishonest our media is. Judge blocks voter purge in two Georgia counties. You keep reading the article. Oh, the judge who blocks the voter purge is Stacey Abrams' sister. That's probably helpful information to know. A federal judge in Georgia on Monday ordered two counties to reverse a decision removing more than 4,000 voters ahead of January 5th. The judge is Stacey Abrams' sister. Concluded that the counties appeared to have improperly relied on unverified change of address data to invalidate registrations in two counties. Well, if you can't win the argument, just build a crime family like the mafia and put them in positions of power. It's so similar to Illinois. I'm born and raised from Illinois, no longer in Illinois. But the corrupt Speaker of the House, who amazingly continually dodges indictments, Mike Madigan, who is the most corrupt politician in America. He, for years, did backroom shady deals with Commonwealth Edison, all of it. But what's so amazing is people said, well, why won't the Attorney General investigate Mike Madigan of Illinois? Oh, because the Attorney General of Illinois for the last 8 years was Lisa Madigan, his daughter. That's why. The suit brought forward by Majority Forward followed an effort to challenge the lengthy roster of voters simply because their registrations appeared to match the U.S. Postal Service records. Gardner, who brought forward the challenge, said that Stacey Abrams' sister, quote, gave a blow to GOP voter suppression. We continue to monitor how other Georgia counties respond to the suppression scheme. Where necessary, we will sue and we will win. Yeah, you're going to win because the judge is Stacey Abrams' sister. I want you to imagine for a minute if it came out that President Donald Trump ran a summer camp where 12-year-olds were locked outside of cabins overnight and had urine thrown on them. Do you think that would probably be a disqualifier for the activist media? Probably would be a top point of concern. Other Republicans would probably speak out and say, you know, probably not a good look for our party. Well, Reverend Raphael Warnock, who is not a reverend, and I've already said that I don't consider him to be a Christian because he's pro-abortion, has come out to being connected to this camp that was being overseen by him, which resembles something closer to a gulag. Anthony Washington recounted the events back when he was 12 years old in an interview, said his experience at the camp resulted in a 2003 lawsuit that ended 2 years later when Washington said he and his family received a large financial settlement. Part of what he said is also that Warnock has faced scrutiny over his 2002 arrest for allegedly obstructing a child abuse investigation by the Maryland State Police, which indicated that campers were routinely left unsupervised, staffers were not subject to required criminal background checks, and at least five cases of child abuse or neglect were brought against the camp's director, who was ultimately forced to resign. The lawsuit continues by saying that it was an abusive environment. It's very graphic of what ends up happening when you actually read this article. Some of it's not even safe to air on radio. But let's just say they basically tortured these kids, threw urine on them from a bucket they used from a bathroom nearby. He complained because he said it was cold outside. They said, go sleep on the basketball court. You're just out God knows where, is what, according to the accusation. Campers were prohibited from calling their parents. This is Raphael Warnock's idea of fun. Prohibited from calling their parents when he was able to finally tell his mother what happened. She was furious at the camp. Quote, I can hear her in there screaming at them, Washington said. Next thing I knew, my mother was going to court. I thank my mother for doing what she did. She was a lifesaver. The kid was 12 at the time. At least three state agencies looked into it. Warnock was arrested July 31st, 2002, after he repeatedly disrupted her interviews with counselors while she was investigating allegations of child abuse. Sounds like a real nice guy, like a future United States senator. This is the person that Stacey Abrams is helping. Staff are not supervising campers, a health inspector said. Conversations with medical staff and pool staff indicate this is a routine amongst the counselors. It was observed during the inspection today. So this is Raphael Warnock, who, according to the Trafalgar poll, is leading. I'm going to play cut 10 again of Kayleigh McEnany on Warnock and who he is versus Ossoff also being compromised by China and AOC.
In totality, this is someone who should never be a candidate for the United States Senate. And John Ossoff as well, 83% of his donations from out of the state of Georgia, hiding donations from a Chinese media-run company. These are people who are compromised by China. We can't have another Eric Swalwell. Therefore, we cannot have John Ossoff. This is next-level leftism. It's all out there. This is another AOC and perhaps even worse than AOC, if that's even possible.
To give an idea how dangerous these tech companies have become. If you just go to Google and you type in John Ossoff China, do you know what comes up? David Perdue and the China connection. John Ossoff is tied to the Chinese Communist Party. He failed to disclose payments from a company that is tied to China. John Ossoff knowingly failed to disclose compensation from Hong Kong company PCCW Media Limited, which is connected to the Chinese government, after he amended a campaign financial disclosure. The Republican Party of Georgia requested an investigation into this. John Ossoff tried to hide his connection to a media company with direct ties to the Communist Chinese government, We're asking that the Senate Ethics Committee look into this further. What work was he doing that justified a Chinese party just to be paying him? John Ossoff has a China problem, Senator Perdue has said. In addition, Al Jazeera, which is state-run media for the Qatari government, has come out. It's been showed that they paid John Ossoff's firm, his company, thousands of dollars for documentaries that it licensed. What work does John Ossoff do? I could tell you exactly what this is. John Ossoff, again, received money from PCCW Limited, critical of Hong Kong, pro-CCP, 18% shareholder Chinese government. So what was this? Well, I could tell you exactly what was happening here. John Ossoff has become a professional candidate for office. This is kind of a new thing that has been created in Democrat circles. You find someone that's above average looking. You find someone with a lot of energy, someone that is pathological so they don't care if they lose elections, and they just keep on running professionally. And maybe they'll get lucky. Maybe they'll get enough support. But more than anything else, it's a way to get Democrat consultants very rich. More than anything else, it's a way to get these candidates national attention. And so because of this, and because of the attention around it, John Ossoff becomes for sale. So if you're PCCW and you all of a sudden want to purchase somebody, and you're like, who can I get in with right now? Ah, the skinny guy that keeps running for office in Georgia and keeps losing races, him. So what do? They go hire him to do some work, and they purchase him, just like they did with Eric Swalwell. Now, with Eric Swalwell, they purchased him in a different way. With Eric Swalwell, they purchased him using the world's oldest profession. And no, I don't mean stonemasonry. I mean an older profession than that. And so Eric Swalwell being purchased by the Chinese Communist Party, by the way, we still have not received answers from Eric Swalwell, from Nancy Pelosi, why he is still on the House Intelligence Committee. But again, he's a Democrat. He's allowed to do absolutely whatever he wants to do. And so if these Georgia Democrats win and Joe Biden wins on the 20th, they'll have unified control of government. Let me be very clear. Anyone that is calling for the boycott of the Georgia runoffs has no standing whatsoever to call themselves a conservative or a patriotic American. No one. It is the opposite. You have a moral obligation to go and vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. If Joe Biden becomes president on the 20th of January, and if he gets unified government, the Electoral College will be abolished. They're going to add D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. Green New Deal, court packing, all of it is on the table. The only hedge for liberty we have is Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. And the Trafalgar poll, which tends to be favorable to Republicans, currently shows that we are trailing significantly. So what can be done about it? Well, we at Turning Point Action are doing quite a lot. We did our events a couple weeks ago, and we're going to keep on doing things on the ground in Georgia. But also, here's what needs to be done. A clarion call and a consolidation of conservative support, pushing back against these boycott calls, which is nothing more than a self-righteous, narcissistic exercise that makes you feel good, but it does not do good. And if the Democrats go unchallenged, and they do assume total control of our government, it'll be establishment Republicans to blame. But I'm not even worried in the blame game. I'm instead worried right now about making sure at least one of these Senate races goes in the Republican direction, and hopefully two. You want Raphael Warnock to become a United States Senator? This is the absurdity. This is the, dare I say, stupidity of saying you should boycott these races. People say, well, it's a lesser of two evils. Of course it is. Of course it is. You have an establishment Republican running up against a socialist, radical, bitter Democrat. Suck it up if you live in Georgia and go and vote, because they are. And they have a radical agenda. They are counting on their power grab of you staying at home. Their power grab is totally and completely dependent, wholly dependent, on you sitting at home. You doing nothing. And so if you're in Georgia, you have friends in Georgia, you have a moral obligation to stand up and do something about it. Look, I've tried Good Ranchers before. They do a great job. It's top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat, and they send them to families across America. It's pretty incredible. It's 100% American beef and chicken. Steaks are always USDA choice or higher, and chicken is 100% all-natural, no hormones ever, ever added. Individually wrapped, vacuum-sealed, and they're ready to grill. So support American local farmers and families. For the price of a family going out to dinner, you can fill your entire freezer up. So go to goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. If you guys are responsible for bringing some food home right now, and it's kind of your job, well, go to goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. It's goodranchers.com, promo code Charlie. Why is the country still locked down? No, seriously, what is the epidemiological reason that our country is not fully open? China is poised to have its highest GDP in well over a decade. China is open. How is China able to do it? In a piece of information, a piece of news that just is so infuriating, at the head of Axios, on their morning email, they say 2020, the year that China won. Do you see how sick this is? Could you imagine in 1941 releasing an article that said the year that Imperial Japan won? The Chinese coronavirus did more damage to America than Imperial Japan ever did to America. Fact. The Chinese coronavirus has done more damage to our country than Pearl Harbor. Do you want to have a real hot take that I can't wait for Media Matters to write up? The Chinese coronavirus did more damage to our country than Al-Qaeda. The Chinese Communist Party is solely responsible for more death, suffering, dislocation, and displacement than Al-Qaeda and Imperial Japan combined. More damage than the Viet Cong ever did to our country. Yet we declare these massive wars against them. And yet what do we do against China? We write this glamorous article, Axios AM. One big thing, how China won in 2020. Why wouldn't Congress be meeting, instead of passing these ridiculous stimulus bills, about how we can sanction, punish, and make China pay? Yes, retaliatory action. They lied about the virus. They probably released it intentionally. We don't know that for sure, but we know that they covered it up. China is winning, and they're on the verge of having one of their employees become president of the United States. What is our response? Our response is, let's go devalue our currency. Let's go send money all across the planet through this omnibus bill. It's actually incredible how we have not crumbled to date. It's actually a testament to the strength of our people, because we have such unbelievably clueless and feckless leaders, it's hard to even put it into words correctly. Axios, how China won 2020. Oh, by the way, it was brought to you by Facebook and the corporate media. Emily Jashinsky from The Federalist aptly points that out. In this article by Felix Salmon, says China will end this year as the only major country to see its economy grow rather than shrink. I wonder how that happened. Are we this stupid, everybody, to believe this whole thing was a mistake? This was a plan hatched by the evil Chinese Communist Party. And you read this article, it doesn't even go into this. It doesn't even go into it. Today's China's factories are operating above capacity. Oh, why? How? The bottom line, China has never been stronger. Because of us. Huh, this is what it says at the bottom. It will take all of Biden's charm and diplomatic savviness to be able to put together a coalition capable of constraining China, or even just nudging it in a more U.S.-friendly direction. Please don't kill us, China, is what Axios says Joe Biden should do. Please, we will bow to you. We should do a full and complete sanction campaign against them and suspend all trade. Make them suffer. But no, instead we just go devalue our own currency. We don't cash in on all the debt that they owe us. Go send $32 billion. You understand how weak we are? Axios, the big picture. China managed to become a post-COVID economy within months of the virus striking. How? Axios doesn't even talk about it. It's because, this is what the Axios says, it's because a Lancet study, they lie all the time, found that China made full and effective use of a centralized epidemic response team. Oh, that's why. The lockdown, which lasted 76 days, was particularly strict, with only one household member permitted to leave every couple of days for necessary supplies. How China won 2020. It's because we let them. It's because we have become a weak nation. Pains me to say that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions. Any questions you have, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to what? To win America's culture war. That's what. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.